after the agony of Christ's soul on Thursday night, Friday ushered unthinkable tortures for him. The scourging, the thorns, the mockery, the cross embraced and carried, his body nailed to the tree. And as we try to reflect more and more on Jesus' experience, we might have to face a subtle temptation. We think, well, he was God, so he knew everything. He knew what was going to happen. He was God, so he probably had a kind of peace and strength amid suffering that no one else would. So hard as it was, maybe we won't say it, but we might think that it wasn't as hard as it would be for someone else. But Jesus is the man of suffering, because he did suffer as much as it is possible to suffer. St. John Henry Newman penetrated this mystery in a very insightful way. He explains that pain, human pain, depends on awareness of it, and so on the quality of a soul. An animal, for example, can feel physical pain, but will never be aware that it is suffering, that it might suffer more. What makes pain truly unbearable is the awareness that we are suffering, that we might continue to suffer. And this is why we all tend to seek distractions when we are in pain. Because what's really difficult is to know that we are suffering, that we have been suffering, that there is pain being inflicted on us right now, and that we will continue to experience pain. That makes our suffering truly unbearable. When the Lord Jesus accepted his bitter chalice, he decided to drink it till the last drop. He felt each one of his pains with complete attention, and so with nothing to mitigate it. He embraced each wound as a personal act of love for us. He suffered the whole of his passion at every moment of it. And as we heard in the prophecy, he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. The experience of Christ on Friday was a bottomless abyss of sorrow. And finally, the pain of our guilt caused the eternal Son of God to die. As Isaiah said, we just stand speechless. But we will have to say something. In a few minutes, during the adoration of the cross, as we approach the cross to adore him, we'll hear in the reproaches that will be sung a piercing question. Jesus from the cross will say to us again and again these words: O my people, what have I done to you? Or how have I grieved you? Answer me. Dear Lord, allow us to answer you. You have done nothing but good. You have loved us to the end. And if sometimes we have been ungrateful and selfish, not today. You are dying again for us, and we will not be indifferent. Today we love you. And we ask you to renew in us the gift of hope with a certainty that the darkness of your sorrow and death will bring to us the light of a new life.